Okay, we are up to Simin Lamid Beis, Halacha Chaf Gimel, Shmiras Aguf Al Piateva, Halacha Chaf Gimel Hashena Ham Mutzas Tova. With regard to sleep, a person should go down the middle road, not too much, not too little. Ham Mutzas. Medium amount of sleep, because when a person sleeps, the food is digested and his senses get a rest. If the person cannot sleep due to some illness, so it seems that they had some secret. There's certain types of food. What do you drink? Milk? Warm milk? What's the secret to fall asleep at night? Tylenol PM. Tylenol PM. I want you to take those. Kept me asleep during the day, not at night. At night, I still couldn't fall asleep, but I came around the next morning, I was very tired. All right. Doesn't exactly... Fine. Dvar ma mevim es hashena aval ribe hashena mazekes, too much sleep is mazekes lefit she yismal harosh me ho edim, because it fills up the head from what's a good taish for edim? Different poisons. When a person sleeps too much, ki yirbe ho oshan ho ilam in abetin ala moyach vimolei rosh oshan viyasi lugov hezegodol. When a person, I don't know, this is some type of ancient medical science, that when a person sleeps, there's some type of toxins which rise into the head through the blood, and it is not healthy. Just like we have a concept, this everyone agrees today, that you should not go to sleep after you eat. A person should not go to sleep when you're hungry. Is that true, Dr. Fruchter? Any such thing? Any such fact? Person is hungry, a person should not go to sleep. When a person is not, there's no Muslim guf, then the body heat, the body temperature rises. Body temperature rises when a person is hungry, and when he sleeps, it causes more poisons to enter his brain. When a person sleeps, your head should be raised. Okay, that's an interesting concept. Your head should be raised. That will cause the food to go descend into the stomach. And it will decrease the toxins which are rising through the blood into the head. It's natural to sleep at night. It's not good to sleep by day unless you train yourself. If you work the night shift, people who have no choice, they work night shifts, nurses and doctors, and all those types of people, those professions, you have no choice. You have to accustom yourself to sleep during the day than at night. Okay, by the way, to some machshava, this looks, probably the most famous word about sleeping is last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, Parshas Chayesara, Rabbi Akiva was darshening, and his talmidim were sleeping. They all fell asleep. Could you imagine today if we had Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, the whole world would come to hear Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was giving a shir, and the talmidim did not exactly find him very interesting. They fell asleep. Unbelievable, huh? The Gadol Hador, Rabbi Akiva. They fell asleep. What? I don't remember. It says they were sleeping. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, why was Esther Zoicha to rule over 127 provinces? Why? Because Esther was a descendant of Sari Imenu, who lived for 127 years. What's the connection? The connection is she did not waste one moment in life. And therefore, in reward for that, every part, there's a relation between Zman and Mokum. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. But at least in this Medrash, in this Chazal, there's a connection between time and place. It's a very fascinating concept, scientific concept. Time and place. If you machshiv Zman, then in reward for Zman, Hashem gives you Mokum. That's what it says. What's the deeper meaning? I don't know. It's something to think about. I'm sure scientifically there's something to this time and space. Okay, that is an interesting idea. Now, how much sleep should a person get? So it brings down, I saw somewhere, where I see, between 6 and 8 hours, right? That is the healthy amount. When people get older, they need less. Probably different. No? You need more?
You need more, yeah.
Well,
It all depends on the person. Okay, between 6 and 8 hours. What about sleeping? What about sleeping during the day? So, Eretz Yisrael, isn't that the custom of Eretz Yisrael? You take a nap during the day. Isn't that the way it is in Eretz Yisrael? Take a sleep. Okay. Derech harachitz. Now we come to the laws of bathing. How often should a person take a shower? According to the Kitzur in ancient times, they only took a shower once a week. Shocking, huh? Derech harachitz sheikonis adam lemerchatz mishivas yamim leshivas yamim. Once a week. That's it. Would not go off well today. Sorry to tell you. Lo yikonis lemerchatz lekeshu roiv. You should not enter the merchatz from that when you're hungry. Lekeshu sovev. Now when you're too you're satiated. Elekeshu yasal amoz lezakel. When the food begins to digest. V'yichatz kuva b'cham in hot water. V'achakach b'poishim. Then cold. V'achakach b'poishim min apoishim. Lukewarm. So you start with hot and then lukewarm and afterwards
then cold.
The water gets a little colder. So there's some type of technique. Hot, lukewarm, and then cold. This everyone tells. They tell you when you're a child, never walk outside with wet hair. Come out of a shower, make sure that your head is dry, because somehow that can cause you to catch a cold. So it says this in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that even during the summertime you should not go out into the environment when you have wet hair. The time Chazal, the bathhouses was a lot of exertion. When going to a bathhouse, it was a sakana, and you should not walk out, you become very weak, you should not go outside until you relax. And the body heat comes down, the eat a little bit. It was a whole procedure. Going to a bathhouse was a big deal. Hot, lukewarm, cold, wait, and don't then eat a little bit before you go outside. It was a whole to do just to go to the basin to go to the merchatz. If you're able to sleep a small amount when you come out of the bed house, this is very good. This is very healthy. We live in a place where there's no pollution. The Makam Gavaya, a place that's high, Ubinyan Rochav, in a wide open space. V'im Evshel Loilodu Bekayitz Makam Basuach Latzat Sofon Latzat Mizrach V'shlo Yeh Sham Shum Dover Mu'upash, something which is foul. Tov, that's the best thing, not to live in the summertime in a place that's open to the northern side or to the east. I don't know, somehow that the air from the north and the east in the summertime is not healthy. A place that's open, an area that is exposed to the north or to the east in the summertime, at least where in Hungary, where he lived, it appears was not healthy. I do not know why. You should not live in a place where there is something foul. There's something foul that can cause harm. A person should clean the house with fragrances and different types of fragrant candles. I guess today you buy an ear purifier. They want anyone have an ear purifier in their house? An ear purifier, they're very good. They cleanse the ear. Ha'avir ha'toyv l'briyos ha'guf hu shiyeh memuzog shoveh. Ear, which is healthy for the body, it has to be memuzog shoveh, has to be in the middle, the bright composition. Not too cold, not too hot. Everything has to be the memutza bein akor ve'achayim. L'chein yitzor kolodam shlo yichamim espes ed mozachav k'derech anoshim b'lidas. You should not heat up your house too much. Ki al yidei roiv hachamimus harbe choloyim boim rachmona l'tzlon. El yicham boi boifin asher lo yargishum kriwus v'lo yicham lo biyotzer. Should be in the middle. Nothing, do not go to the extremes. Not too hot, not too cold. If it's too hot, that is not healthy. We all know that in the hospitals and in public places, they keep the temperature low. Why? Because when it's hot, bacteria is able to spread and to breed much more than an area that is cool and well circulated. Chav Zayin. Lishmar Chushri. Now we come to the Chushri'iyah. To guard your eyes. Yizar midvar melu. Lo yavo b'chipos m'pamachas m'mokim choshel or gadol. Do not suddenly go from one extreme. Do not go from a dark room to a light room. From a dark room to a light room. That's dangerous. V'im tzarech v'ikonetz m'mokim choshel or m'mokim or. Yiftach es adelet sma'at. Open the door slowly. V'yistakel b'osa or m'uat. Ezer goyim. Gradually. V'achach yiftach yoyse v'yistakel gamkein b'osa or. Ezer goyim achachach yiftach kulo. Gradually open the door slowly until your eyes become accustomed to the life. This is a very chiddush. That when you would think that when you go from a place with a lot of light to where it's dark, what's the big deal? You shut the lights. That's not dangerous. You never think that. I understand when you go in a place that's completely dark, you're living in a dark room, you open up the door and there's bright sunlight. That's dangerous. Okay. But to go from where there's bright sunlight to suddenly go to darkness, is that really dangerous? When you go, but is it really dangerous if you go from a place that there's bright sunlight, bright sunlight to sudden darkness? Let's say you're not going to trip. You just want to go from sudden brightness to darkness, brightness to sudden darkness. Is that really dangerous for the eyes? I understand it's dangerous to go from dark to light. Suddenly to expose to bright light, the eye needs time to adjust. But he says here, not dude. V'chein yaseh gam b'bo'o. Look what he says. Mimakoyim or limkoyim choshech. Ki hatmura me'or l'choshech. The exchange, the transfer from light to dark. O me'choshech l'or b'li m'mutza. Without going through some middle ground. Mazik l'ri'iya is injurious to the eyes. L'chein Hashem yisprach shemo b'rachma b'orol es ha'olam b'inyin zeh. That's, now he's going to tell us a beautiful pshat and davening. See, it's kedai to learn the simon, even though a lot of things are not yelach l'mais. But a new beautiful parish in the parish of Milsa Tfilo Davening, what it says, being Zesha Shemesh, Rachas al Oretz, Ma'at Ma'at, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the sun to rise. The way Hashem made the world is the sun rises gradually, doesn't come up in one shot. Hashem doesn't turn on a switch, on, off. It comes up gradually. Because it would be dangerous for a human being, to hard for him to adjust his eyes to sudden change in light. It sets ma'at ma'at. Hashem illuminates the earth, and for those that live upon it, birachamim. What is the word rachamim? What's the rachamim? How HaKadosh Baruch illuminates the world? The rachamim is Hashem made His world in that the sun rises gradually. So it should not be a shock for us to adjust to the light in one shot. Shemir lanu birachamim me'at me'at v'loy b'pam achas pisam, not suddenly. Next, or hachoyzim min Hashemesh. Now this is an interesting concept. I have no idea what this means. It means indirect light. They are the rays of the sun, and then there is light that is cast from where the I don't know how to describe it. The sun casts its rays on the earth, and then there is some echo, reflection or echo of that light to another location. That light that is reflected from its original source is dangerous. I know what this means. It says here, Or ha-choyzer min ha-shemesh, perush, she-ha-shemesh, zerachas, al-ezim-mokoyim, u-misham bo-ho-or, and from there, the light from that location is reflected to another location. That is, or ze mazik lo-einayim. It's injurious to the eyes. Therefore, you should beware of living in a house whose windows are only on the north, because the sun generally does not shine, does not cast its rays on the north. No, never. The sun rises on the east. On the east. South, and it comes around to the north and sets in the south. Southeast, it comes up, but it does come in the summer days, it comes all the way to the north, doesn't it?
No.
On a summer day, it never makes it to the north, just in the center. In the winter, it's always going to stay on the south, right?
Yeah.
The winter, it always stays on the south.
North of the equator.
We're not that much north of the equator to where it makes a difference to us. But let's just review. In the morning, the sun, of course, rises on the east, but it rises in the east, the southeast, right, the southeast. And then in the winter time, it doesn't really make it, I guess, to above head. It doesn't really make it. It just rises south, and it stays in the south pretty much, and it sets all down in the south. In the summertime, it moves quite a bit. It rises in the southeast. When it's middle midday, the sun is it's not at all north. That's what you're telling me? It never makes it to the north? It's just above us. Okay. It always stays, it always bears to the south. In the northern hemisphere, it always bears to us. Therefore, it's not a good idea to live in a home whose windows are only on the north side. Because that means you will never receive in your home direct sunlight. You at best will receive light that is reflected from the sun. And Or HaChazer, according to Chazal, is not healthy. So you should live in a home where there are at least a couple of windows on the east, the west, or the south. Let's see that one more time. Or zemazik lo, and I am looking therefore yizom lo bevayis shekol chalonis rak mitzat zafon ki hashemesh ein ba letzat zafon v'cholo or asher ba shama hu rak or hachoyzer v'chein afilu im hachalonis heim letzad mizrach, even if the wind is on the east oy doraim oy marav im ein hashemayim nirin mitoich hachalonis, like if you live in the city where you're blocked by massive apartment buildings, massive buildings, skyscrapers, going to yesh kneden chaimos givos, tall walls, harei gam kein or habo hu rak or hachoyzer. Therefore, you should be careful to receive in your home direct sunlight. Is there such thing in construction, such rules? In the rules of construction of where you build windows? North, south, anything? Anyone familiar with this? It's saying here that it's not a good idea to have windows only on the northern side, because you'll not receive on the northern side direct sunlight. It's very interesting.
Better to have southern exposure. You always say that, southern exposure.
Because southern is direct, so there is such a thing to it. Southern is direct sunlight. North is not direct sunlight. It's only reflection. East and west. So obviously there's something to having windows on the southern side of your home. You should be very careful not to write and to read with the light bein hashmashos at twilight or at dawn, because that or is very minimal and it's not enough. You'll strain your eyes. It's not healthy to read when the sun is shining on what you're reading. It's too strong. Don't read teeny little letters. It's stained daka for your eyes. Any malacha daka that's very, very small. Or haner b'layla. Seifim, a very hard time, right? Seifim, they have a very hard time with their eyes, because safis you have to write with a lot of precision, and derechal you're writing very, very small, and it's not good for the eyes. Histaklus harbi at sevelovan gam kein mazekes loin. I'm looking at white. Anyone ever hear this? If you stare at white things that have a white color, is not good for the eyes. Lachin mare hashamayim kemare hatcheles lelovan kidei shlo yazik loinayim. Okay, that's why the Shemayim, Hashem made the world where the Shemayim is blue. Looking at Seva Odom Tzach, it's not good to look at something that's red, too red, and looking at fire is not healthy. Smoke and sulfur is dangerous. It's dangerous for the eyes. Dangerous for the eyes, that smoke comes into the eyes, it's not healthy for the eye. V'chein avak dak, dust, a ruach abo l'neged enayim, or fragrance that comes into the eye, it's not healthy. V'chein alicha meruba v'sigasa, walking too much, or taking large steps, is not good for the eyes. V'chein b'chia meruba, too much crying is not good for the eyes. K'mosha, amar akasav, kolu badimos enai, my eyes have withered due to crying, due to tears. The tears have caused my eyes to degrade. Leia, the Eni Leia Rakos. Eni Leia Rakos, her eyes were weak because she cried that she would marry Esav Harasha. However, what does the Targum say? The Eni Leia Rakos, they were beautiful. Yoin. Okay, now everyone knows the Rashi, Enilei Rakos, that her eyes were not beautiful because they were weak because of crying. But the Targum translates Enilei Rakos, they were beautiful, she had beautiful eyes. Rachel had Yifas Toyar Yifas Mare. But Leah had beautiful eyes. Torah is not in the business of according to the Targum, of highlighting the negative. Torah is in the business of highlighting the positive. Rachel didn't have such beautiful eyes. So what was her saving grace? Yifas toyar vifas smar. Leah didn't have yifas toyar vifas smar. So what was her saving grace? She had beautiful eyes. Rachel. V'akasha mikulon hu roiv hamishkol. Marital relations is the worst for the eyes. Avol mitzvah sashem bara miyosnemek ha'lish baruch hu. Doing a mitzvah. Doing mitzvahs bara is clear. Mira seinoyim, it enlightens the eyes. He's including with a little Josh. He's saying doing mitzvahs will restore our any chesaron in our eyes. Okay. Up to the next. Hello. Did I skip by any chance? No, we did not skip. No, we did everything correct. Okay, so that concludes the simin of the Brias Haguf. Okay, we'll stop here, and Amir Tashem tomorrow we'll pick up with a simin Lama Gimel. Now we get back into more Inyani Halacha. Okay, this will be back to what we're used to.